After a Nashville police officer was charged with homicide last week, questions are likely to emerge about the man he fatally shot, Daniel Hambrick. WPLN's Shalina Chotlani spoke with Hambrick's mother, Vicky. She says in any trial that may proceed, she hopes the portrait painted of her son includes her vision of him.
Overflowing a simple Navy sports bag is a treasure trove of memories. Photographs of baptisms, cousins laughing, and snapshots on the football field. Vicky Hambrick scans her favorite photo, the same one printed across her shirt under the letters R.I.P. Her son, Daniel, smiling at the camera in a bright blue suit.
What's the story behind the suit?
He loved it. I think Daniel was around about 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Mm-hmm. Daniel used to carry around his Bible and a little handkerchief and say, "Amen, amen, amen. God is good." You know, just be real funny, but, you know, he was a good child.
Vicky Hambrick is legally blind. So throughout her life, her son took on the role of a caretaker, helping with everything from bath time to paying the bills. He was working hard to improve his life, she says. And he was even about to start a new job as a cook when he was killed running away from Nashville police officer Andrew Delkey.
He took care of his mother, like, because he was my eyes.
That's why, Hambrick says, she hopes the narrative around her son isn't one-sided. She acknowledges her son's criminal history, which goes back to his teenage years. Court records show Daniel Hambrick had served jail time for misdemeanor offenses. He was due back in court in March to face felony weapon and drug possession charges, and police say he had a gun when he ran away from Delkey. But Vicky Hambrick says her son shouldn't be painted as a criminal because it has no bearing on what happened the day he was killed.
He wasn't no animal. He was a human being, and, you know, I don't want people to think he was an animal. He was not no bad person. He was a good child.
She contends Officer Delkey only saw him as a black man running, and in her words, decided to execute him. Only if Delkey is officially convicted of murder, Hambrick says, would she feel like justice has been served. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.